Logic, perception, consciousness. These are the things that we process each and every day. But there's much more to our minds than even we realize. That's why I want to tell you about a show that dives deep into the inner workings of our brain. It's called Sean Carroll's Mindscape. Join host Sean Carroll as he sits down with some of the most interesting thinkers in the world to talk science, philosophy, culture, and much more. Past guests have included neuroscientists, game designers, and a few historians. So if you ever wanted to know how music affects your brain, the origin of human impulse, or how black holes work, then you've come to the right place. In just a moment, you'll hear a preview of Sean Carroll's Mindscape featuring filmmaker Seth MacFarlane. Seth and Sean talk about the Orville and writing for science fiction. And while you're listening, go subscribe to Sean Carroll's Mindscape on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to Backstory right now. There's also a link in the episode notes. Thanks.
So Bordas, for those who have not seen the show, Bordas and Clyden are members of this race, the Mauchlin, and we're told there are only men, only male Mauchlins, but they managed to give birth somehow, which makes me think that they're really only female Mauchlins, but so I'm not quite sure what the definition of male
we've struggled that a little bit, the storytelling value that that species gives you as opposed to the logic of the biology. What we've kind of landed on is, all right, their definitions are a little different than what ours are.
They're very masculine presenting, yeah. Right? They're pretty macho.
because it is at the end of the day, you can always fall back on it. Well, they're aliens. It's different.
That's right.
But it was a dynamic that I hadn't seen before. These two very stoic, kind of classically science fiction aliens who were a pair, who were mates, and had this kind of domestic life going on, and it's those two actors are just gold. I mean, Chad Coleman, who I think also does The Expanse.
He was Cuddy on The Wire.
Yeah, and Peter Macon obviously is Bordas. They're my favorite couple on TV.
I can endorse that. You could do a lot worse. But then, I'm going to mention in the introduction that we're spoiling everything, so that's okay. But they have a child. It is female. Mm-hmm. This is a scandal. Mm-hmm. And the cultural expectation is that there will be a sex change to turn it into a boy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that is heavy stuff to be tackling right there in season one.
Yeah. Well, it's what always fascinated me was, and again, the specifics of that episode and that conflict are arguably less pertinent than the more general conflict that's at play in there. And that's, if you have another culture that does things their own way, that doesn't stack up with your morals and your code of ethics, but it's still their culture, at what point do you respect their mm-hmm. ways, and at what point does that get so insane that you can't justify it in your own mind or live with yourself, and it becomes time to be galaxy police.
And Claire, I guess, is the doctor, and she originally, her question was, she is also one of the treasures of the show.
She's great.
That actress
great.
Is amazing. Yeah. She wanted to know, she worked through the ethical dilemma here, who is benefiting from this? Is it medically necessary, or is this just a cultural thing? And I don't think there's obvious answers to these questions.
Those are my favorite kinds of stories. As much as I think there is an absence in television of noble people who just want to do the right thing, everyone's an anti-hero. I do miss the simplicity of, Gary Cooper saying, damn it, I just got married, but I got to turn around and go fight this bad guy. I do think that's not a good thing that doesn't exist on television. When I was a kid, I had, it was fiction, but there were people like, it was Picard, and it was people who were just out to do, even the superheroes, the Super Friends, for God's sakes. They were so wholesome. But these were people who were just out to do the right thing. And I think at the end of the day, to see people struggling with what the right thing is, but yet coming from a noble place and coming from a virtuous place, but not being able to find a clear answer, those to me are the most interesting kind of stories that I can latch on to. I get a little weary of oh, this guy's a murderer and a drug addict and all this, and I'm supposed to sympathize with him. It's at a certain point, it's just, I'm just watching terrible people do terrible things.
It does wear you down a little bit.
You know, it's I love The Handmaid's Tale, but at a certain point, I start to get tired of this girl getting kicked around. It's just
I read
not,
the book. I couldn't bring myself to watch. Yeah, have you seen Fleabag?
I haven't seen Fleabag.
It's really, really good. But in the beginning, it's just hard because they're just so many bad things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's people. But it is. I mean, that's the most fun stuff to write, is those stories that don't have a clear cut. And that's what we're always looking for on the Orville. Those stories that don't have a clear cut, what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, things that, you know, where you have to weigh the rights of the individual against the needs of the society. It's all interesting stuff. And it's all stuff that science fiction is arguably more equipped than any genre to address. And I have a blast writing those kinds of stories.
These are the real dilemmas, and yeah, they can be played out in an infinite number of different ways.
Yeah, it's fun to leave that stuff. I mean, look, there are certain stories where it is clear, like this is right and this is wrong. You may disagree with me, but I'm pretty confident in my ethics. I find that a lot of what we do on the Orville is we struggle along with the characters. It's a tough thing to, you know, I mean, that story is a good example. This is their society. And I mean, look, I mean, it's Saudi Arabia is like a perfect example. It's their culture, but you know, look how they treat women.
At a
certain point, when do you walk in there and say, hey, you're going to stop doing this and you're going to start doing things this way? You know, people have differing opinions. I happen to believe that in that scenario, there is an argument to be made for being a little bit of a hero and helping out the oppressed. But not everyone agrees with that. Some people would say it's their culture. It's not your business.
Yeah, I'm on your side in the sense I do think that sometimes you're going to try to intervene. But I certainly historically recognize that there's plenty of times when societies have talked themselves into the idea that they were the virtuous ones. And in fact, they were just imposing their own views, right? Yeah. We've had crusades and colonies and the whole bit. Did you get pushback from that episode by people who have interests one way or the other in gender reassignment or gender identity?
We didn't. No, certainly not from the company. I mean, what's interesting about Fox is for all of their conservatism on the news side, I've never once been censored in any way when anything that I've done. I will say that for them. And you know, when the episode aired, there were mixed reactions, and there was a lot of passionate things written about the story. And you know, again, there were some things that I read that educated me a little bit, and some things that I thought were a little bit maybe not so correct in their analysis of the show, but it's, you know, overall the reaction that I found to that show, and it was gratifying, was that, hey, at least somebody's talking about this on, you know, on a network.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean Carroll, host of the Mindscape podcast, and you've been listening to a little excerpt from my interview with Seth MacFarlane about science fiction themes in his TV show, The Orville. To hear the rest of the interview or any of Mindscape's discussions about science, philosophy, culture, and any big idea you might think of, you can subscribe to Sean Carroll's Mindscape on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. Thanks.